首先咧，其實佢可能會問，即係好多有啲係答 yes， 有啲係答 no 咁樣。但係最重要啦，就先記住啦。有六條嘅問題啦。若果係呢一六條嘅問題嘅話咧，你就係一定係答 yes 啦。因為你係要答 yes。先至係表示你係願意做美國公民嘅，咁啊，所以我哋先第一課咧就係講呢六條問題，你要練習好多次，聽好多清楚。如果你聽到呢六條問題咧，就係答 yes 嘅，佢未必問曬六條問題，佢可能係抽幾條係問，咁總之係有呢幾條啦，你就係答 yes 噶啦。咁我先會講英文一次，睇下你認唔認得，然後翻譯做中文，然後再講英文一次，咁你可以跟住去讀咁樣啦。首先第一條 ，Do you support the Constitution and form of government of the United States？ 意思係你支唔支持？嗰、那個憲法 Constitution 同埋政府嘅方法form of government 重複 ，Do you support the Constitution and form of government of the United States？ 當然係 yes 啦。第二啊 ，Do you understand the full oath？Of allegiance to the United States. 佢嘅意思係你明唔明白 ？Understand 對美國嘅效忠宣言 ，allegiance 效忠發誓 oath 重複。Do you understand the full oath of allegiance？To the United States， 咁當然係答 yes 啦。第三 ，Are you willing to take the full oath of allegiance to the United States？ 佢話你願唔願意 ，willing 去完全宣誓 ，take the full oath， 效忠 allegiance。美國 United States 重複 Are you willing to take the full oath of allegiance to the United States? 當然的答案是 yes 啦。第四 If the law requires it, are you willing to bear arms on behalf of the United States?佢嘅意思係如果法例需要Law requires， 你愿唔愿意 ？Willing 去拎起武器 ，bear arms 为咗美国 ，on behalf of the United States。重复 ，If the law requires it，are you willing to bear arms on behalf of the United States？ 当然嘅答案系。願意啦 ，yes。跟住第五條 ，If the law requires it, are you willing to perform non-combatant services in the U.S. Armed Forces？ 佢嘅意思係，如果法例需要 ，law requires， 你願唔願意 ？willing 去做一啲唔係打仗嘅工作。Perform non-combatant services 是在美国的军队那里做的 U.S. Armed Forces 重复 If the law requires it Are you willing to perform non-combatant services In the United States Armed Forces 当然的答案是 yes 最后第六 If the law requires it, Are you willing to perform work of national importance under civilian direction? 他的意思是，如果法例需要 law requires， 你愿不愿意 willing 做对国家非常重要的工作 perform work of national importance， perform work of national importance 是根据他们、国家的指示、对公民的指示，国家对公民的指示under civilian direction。 咁当然就係 yes 啦。我再重复一次， If the law requires it, are you willing to perform work of national importance under civilian direction？ 好，呢六条呢係要答 yes 嘅。咁呢一课呢就喺呢度结束。